Gabe.
It's okay.
All right, David, you ready for this? Okay, we're live. Hey, welcome everybody to episode 5 of Music to Swear By. I am Tony. We're sitting in my basement with my good neighbor, Dave. Dave, you want to say hi to the folks?
How you doing? Just cozying up to the glory hole.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Cozy's a good term. Brett is not here this week. Actually, Dave, you've been gone for a couple episodes with your, what was it, water gymnastics? Where were you again? Camping?
Camping, life in general.
Yep, so we did a couple episodes at the Wives, one Becky versus Brett, and actually now it's just you and I, Dave, you and me sitting in the basement. Brett's off. What should we say Brett's doing this week?
He called me from some lake saying that he was staying over. I don't know where, but with friends. He kind of made it sound like he was house sitting. Wow. And I started saying, well, maybe Tony and I'll drive out there and we'll do the show on the road. He's like, and then he said, yeah, come on over. I'm sure these guys won't mind.
No,
like,
yeah.
What? That's not what I'm talking about.
Partay. No, yeah. I was kind of hoping you'd say something like he was at a, you know, lesbian love conference or something like that, learning how to woo women. But no, that's, so yeah. So
nothing so good.
We're going to have, and sorry, Brett, to rip you a little bit when you're not here. And this is nothing I wouldn't say in front of your face, but you're going to have a decidedly more calm episode this time. I'm not riled up because Brett isn't here to rile me up. Dave is always cool as a cucumber. So
we're chilling out tonight.
Yeah, so we're chilling out tonight. So, and I don't know, I think Dave and I have worked up a small theme for tonight. But before we get to the music, and I think we are going to concentrate a little more on the music, no?
Yeah, well, I've heard you had quite a week this week.
Yeah, actually, I had an insane week. It was I got called on Thursday night at work. My dad, and I don't know if you've heard this, Dave, my dad knocked himself silly on a mountain bike. I'll be glad my dad's doing that as opposed to, I don't know, picking daisies, you know, from his flower garden.
Was that Thursday night that he did that?
No, that was actually Wednesday night.
Wednesday night?
Yep.
Okay.
So then today, and this is the one I'm most proud of. Today I got a shade for my bathroom. Is that a big deal, Dave?
A shade for
the bathroom window. So why is that not a big deal? Do you have shades on your bathroom window?
I do. And for my wife, it was a great big deal when we got it finally. Because it took us like years to put a shade on the bathroom
You
window.
Too?
Well, we had one. It was just an old crappy one from the previous owner. But yeah, for her, it was a great big deal.
Well, no. So for me, it was a big deal because we had nothing there.
Okay.
So what would happen? I've lived in this neighborhood, I don't know, just coming up on a year now. And when I get out of the shower, there's a window in my bathroom that's just about, it starts at just above my nipples and it ends just above my forehead. It's not a huge window.
Right.
But when I get out of the shower naked and look out that window, I look directly at my neighbor's patio. I look into my neighbor's backyard. And on more than one occasion, I've gotten out of the shower, just happened to glance out the window and see, and I'm going to call her Tracy. I'll look next door and see Tracy staring up at me as her dog's taking a crap in the backyard. And you sort of feel compelled to wave, except for you kind of have to acknowledge that I'm standing there buck naked. The
right.
Window's a little steamy. And she, looking up at me, also knows that I'm probably just got out of the shower. She can tell I don't have a shirt on because, you know, my shoulders are bare and my hair is wet. So you kind of have to acknowledge, you want to acknowledge the fact that you see the other person, but you also can't resist the fact that one of these people is completely naked and it's me.
Well, we have a bathroom that faces our driveway, and across the driveway is our neighbor's house.
So and your I bathroom to, is in the frontish of the yard, obviously.
Yeah, and I happen to house. Know that the window that it looks on is our neighbor's bathroom, their bathroom. And you know, a nice little lady couple. I think you met them tonight, actually.
Sure, sure. And I put them in their mid-60s.
And for some God unknown reason, she told me one time that I was out there trimming the bushes right below that bathroom window. And she came by later and told me, yeah, I was on the toilet and I saw you trimming your your bushes. So I know for sure she can see right in there.
Oh, wow.
So my wife will, she won't care if the shade is pulled up or down.
Really?
She's like, well, Linda doesn't care. That's the lady next
door.
Yeah. And Bill, the guy, she said, well, if he gets excited about that, good for him.
You know? Wow, that's okay. But what about?
But for me, I always close the shade because
you're a modest man.
For one, I know Linda might be taking a crap looking out the window. So
neighbor Linda.
Yeah. So And if Bill wants to see me naked, I'm really disturbed by that. So
yeah, no doubt.
If so he does, I close the window, you know?
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing that freaks me out is that if it's early, if it's in the morning or early evening when it's still light out, it's harder to see in a window. But when it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm taking my shower or 6 o'clock exactly, in the morning, that window is lit up like a movie theater. I mean, you're on display, a fish like aquarium at Underwater World.
TV screen, right?
A TV screen is a perfect way to describe it. And I've had that same situation when I see I'll be taking my shower, I'll step out, and suddenly the motion sensing lights next door go on. And again, who am I going to call them? Ken and Tracy, one of the two is out letting their dog take a crap. And again, we're staring face to face, you know, 100 feet apart. And I just hate it. So today we finally got a shade that is both acceptable by, you know, our household standards, looks halfway decent,
right,
isn't a curtain. And I no longer have to stare at my neighbors while I'm buck naked drying my privates. So that's why it's been a big week for me.
Well, you know, the other reason I think it's different from my wife is she's not as tall as I am.
That's exactly.
So when I'm standing there taking a leak or something.
Oh yeah,
I'm looking
yeah.
directly out, and everybody can see me. I mean, they can't see my privates or anything, but they can see my face and look
sure.
right at me.
Yep, and if I walk
by
your
short,
house,
so you probably couldn't even see her face.
She pees sitting down.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that
well, I know,
too. But
I
mean,
you
coming out of the shower or something, you probably couldn't even see her face.
Yep, and Becky,
let alone like the rest of her.
This is uncanny how Becky right. and I have had the same conversation because Beck is the same way. She's like, I don't know, I'm looking up at the trees. I'm not looking down in the ground. And I've got 6 inches on her, and it's the same in vert height, I'll say. But yeah, so I've got 6 inches of vert on her, and it's the same thing, you know. And she doesn't get it. But talking about going to the bathroom, it's the same thing. If I'm facing the toilet, looking down at where I'm aiming, because that's what you do when you're a guy. You look down where you're going.
Right.
It's obvious what I'm doing. So if neighbor Tracy looks over at me and looks up at my window and I'm staring down at my knees, she knows exactly what I'm up to.
Yep.
Or if I happen to face the toilet, lift the lid, turn around, drop my drawers and sit down, again, she knows exactly what I'm up to. And it's like the same thing. Should I salute her before? Because that dog is out there pooping all the time. She spends a lot of time in the backyard. And to tell the truth, who am I going to call them again? Ken and Tracy. Ken and Tracy, whose names have been changed to protect their identities in the town of Brigadoon here. Ken and Tracy are probably as glad as anybody that I've got a shade for our bathroom window.
Yep.
Speaking of shades, have you ever done the deal? Here's in our bedroom, we have just your regular, you know, white blinds, you know, twist them, they close, whatever
right.
blinds. But they're covered with some curtains, floor to ceiling, sort of sheer curtains. And they're sheer enough that, well, sheer means I can see through them, correct?
Right.
All right, help out the dumb guy in the room here.
No, you got it.
So they're not so sheer that I can readily see through them when it's dark. So a lot of times what Beck will do is she'll go in there and she'll go during the day and open up the shades to let a little sunlight in, but she won't pull the curtains back. So therefore,
right.
I come home at night, turn on the light, basically the television, so I'm on display. And I don't realize that the outer shades are open, but yet the windows, you know, the curtains on the inside are blocking my view of the outside world.
Right.
So what I'll do, strip down naked, check myself for fleas. I mean, whatever I'm doing. I mean, and there's been many a time where I'll sort of go over to my end of the bed and
rub
I'll look
one out
up
real quick.
No, I typically do that in front of this computer. So. My high-speed internet, my high-speed porn connection.
Yeah, at least it's not this chair.
Okay, edit that. But no, and I'll get over towards my end of the bed, and I'll be like, for Christ's sakes, I've just spent 2 minutes examining my body and 2 minutes getting undressed and whatever else, and the shades are open, and I didn't know. And I to this day, I think that's why we have a lukewarm relationship with our neighbors, because they've seen me in way too many.
So does your bedroom window face the neighbors?
One of them does. Actually, one of them faces Brett's house. And from a distance, if I stand on my tippy toes, I can actually see over it to Brett's house.
Yeah.
But more readily, the other bedroom window faces Ken and Tracy's house.
Right.
And yeah. I know I've given them a peep show on more than one occasion. should we cue up for a song?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. So, David, what'd you bring us today?
We're going to go for mine. First one, I thought we'd kind of change the tone a little bit and go for an old school rap song.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, old school. How old are we talking? Well, 80s, 90s? Okay, 90s. Cool.
That's not that old, I guess.
Nah, I don't know. It's, we are talking Y209.
No, so. This is a band or a group called Tribe Called Quest. And you may remember them from stuff like I Left My Wallet in the El Segundo. You remember that song?
I do not. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to music from the 90s. I was I had tunnel vision.
Right. All right, so that was somewhat famous. They had a, you know, a video on MTV and stuff.
Although I do know the group, so right. Give me that.
So this song is called Scenario, and it's kind of one of their more hard-hitting songs. Most of their songs are more mellow than this one.
Wow.
And the band is different than a lot of the other rap groups is because they have this mix of rap and jazz, which was kind of unheard of at the time. And so it's got a kind of a different flavor to it.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. Should we play it up? Yeah, let's play it up and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Sure, sounds good.
Jackson,
the dog is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred. No time for move faking. Got to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short duck and handsome, bust a nut inside your eye.
Why do they always talk about busting a nut? Seriously, we've had 4 or 5 songs on this podcast that talk about busting a nut.
How rude.
Yes, how inconsiderate.
And let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know. Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Back on the payback, evolve, rotate the gates.
Contact!
Can I get a hit?
Hit!
Boom, bip, with a brother named Tip. And we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North, Cackalacka and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounce to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video. Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blue.
Scooby-Doo, whoopee-doo. Scenarios, radios, rates more than 4. Scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors. Now I go for mine, shades of seashore. Ship shape, plus great eights to play tapes. Tapes make drakes, fake for the weight of an
Ella, Anita.
Simply just a leader. Bass in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O, incorporated. Into a flow, funk flip, flat back, first fist, foul, fight, laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh.
It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crown so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I did.
I heard you rushed and rushed
and attacked.
Then they rebuked and you had to smack. And rambunction throughout the sphere, raise the levels of the boom inside the air.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom
from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, vocabulary's necessary when digging into my library. Oh my god. Oh my gosh, eating I do still like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back, as I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change a little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in a turban and have it smell it right like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken, the rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round, the rhythm is in sync. The vibes are on time, dripping up the sound just like a ratio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, my man,
yo. Motherfucker. So what's the scenario?
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
So what's the scenario?
so what's the scenario?
All right, so hey, Tribe Called Quest. All right. What I get out of that one? I have documented a potential hell. Can you confirm or deny that?
I think there probably is a hell, but I'm not really positive. I was kind of concentrating on basically one of the very last lines.
Ooh, I caught that one. That was the mother F, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, that's, for as strong of a word as that is, as strong a profanity as that is, it was actually hidden back. He's kind of like mentioning it. He's referring to his buddy or something, right? Me and my motherfucking boys or something.
Sorry, I'm looking it up here. What the actual line was.
I got it here.
Let me just pull it up.
I actually confirmed a damn, too. There's definite damn in that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my man, motherfucker.
Yep, so he's talking about his man. All right, good. So what is it? All right, I'll admit, I don't know if I've ever heard Tribe Called Quest. I've heard of them, but I couldn't name one song. So
right.
What is it that makes that acceptable to me as the cracker boy from the suburbs who's listened to, you know, 42 rap songs his whole life? What is it about that? Is it the mellow vibe, the lack of testosterone? What is it?
Yeah, it's not like overly aggressive, or you can actually understand what they're saying.
I dig.
Most of the time, I guess. What else? I think this style that you hear is like one of the first times you heard the style. So they weren't like just another band doing the same thing again and again, like you hear a lot of, especially in rap.
Yeah, no, good point. Because, yeah, this was, all right, wrap up until this point. And you got any idea on the date on this one? We're talking mid-90s? Should we cut and figure it out or no?
No, I think it's mid-90s, somewhere around there. All right, that's so roughly good enough, you know?
My exposure to rap was, I mean, seriously, I grew up an hour north of the nearest suburb to Minneapolis. I mean, really, I was out there quite a ways in the sticks, and we rode our freestyle bikes, you know? That was our main method of transportation. We rode freestyle bikes. We did, like, you know, tail whips and bunny hops and, you know, right, endos and stuff. And the first rap that came into my neighborhood was Run DMC Raising Hell. Actually, yeah, it pretty much was the first album that came in. And from there, we got through Public Enemy a little bit. We made it up to Nation of Millions. And what's the other one? 911 is a Joke in Your Town. I can't remember which album that was on.
Right.
But that's as far as I made it. And then I dropped out. When NWA came out and started blowing the thing wide open, and they really started, kind of when sampling sort of got knocked out too, which I think was in the early 90s when they started charging people for samples and going back and suing people and stuff. That's as far as my rap goes. So I sort of cut out about the time this song would have come in.
Yeah, it wasn't all that long after, but maybe 5 years after stuff ended.
Me, Myself, and I, who does that one?
That's Humpty.
Humpty Hump. Bell Biv DeVoe. Is that it? Humpty Hump. No, that Humpty Hump was a song they did. It was Bell Biv DeVoe. No.
Bell Biv DeVoe is like a singing group. They weren't a rap group.
Is that super gay that I mentioned that?
No, that's all right, man. No, it's Humpty. I think that's the name of the guy. Do the Humpty Dance. Come on, let's do the Humpty Dance. My nose is large.
Okay. So we basically know now what we're talking about. Right. And again, I guess that's what...
This is two white guys talking about rap.
Right, so. And that's what I'm saying is that the amount of stuff that's filtered through to us, what makes it that powerful that we've decided to adopt it into our music collection? It's what you just said. It's a little more mellow. It's a little original.
There's not a lot that I'll listen to because, you know, some of it is just over the top and, you know, some of it's just not that enjoyable, you know? It's just not that good musically, you know? And that's kind of why I like Tribe Called Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre was kick-ass, too. He did some really good music stuff.
Good call. All right, you want to hear my song?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, this is Run DMC. Seriously, this is straight out of eighth grade for me. I mean, this is... I got exposed to the Run DMC Raising Hell, and y'all remember the song Walk This Way, right? It's the classic
Aerosmith. That's what introduced me to Run DMC.
I think that's the song. World. So that came out in like 87. What do I got here in my notes? 86 that came out on their Raising Hell album. And then I had that at home. That was good. And then my buddy Scott Sealing, and hey, big shout out to Snot Sneeling, wherever you are out there. My buddy Scott came in with their follow up album, which was like a, let me check my notes here. We're talking. Yeah, I don't know when this is. But anyways, this came out a couple of years later. I think it was 88, actually. And it was Tougher Than Leather. Have you ever heard Tougher Than Leather?
I have, yeah.
There was one song that sort of hit off of this, and it never made it to the sticks out where I was, but it was Mary Mary, Why You Buggin'? And I like Tougher Than Leather infinitely better than Raisin' Hell. I just think there's a lot better cuts on it. So anyways, this song, originally we just found out through our research here, was a Beatles song composed by Nesmith of the Beatles?
Naismith or Nesmith?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. One of those gimps, because seriously, the Gumpies.
No, it was a Monkey song, not Beatles.
Oh, did I Monkeys, say Beatles? Yeah. Monkeys, yeah. There's a large difference there between the Beatles and the Monkees. Yeah, that's the Brandy speaking. So yeah, this was originally composed and performed by the Monkees, and it was performed as, the original lyric was, Mary, Mary, where you going to? And that's how you know it was done by a bunch of crackers, is they throw out the, they throw the slang going, you know, for the 60s or 70s or whatever, but then they throw in the two. Hey, yo, where you going to? So anyways, I'm going to give this up. This is Run DMC with Mary, Mary. So there you go. What other rap song are you going to find that uses the word huggin' in it?
Not in what context was huggin' brought up?
Whatever. It's not Mary, Mary, I need your lovin'. Mary, Mary, I need your huggin'. Note there, Dave, he didn't say bust a nut in your eye at all. He didn't say it once in that song.
I think when you listen to the lyrics, some of them are pretty damn gay, man.
Like you can say, and I'm stealing your line, you can say the gayest things, As long as you say it with enough testosterone.
That's right.
Literally, did you hear the line where he goes, she did not live in a house on a prairie? Like Little yeah. House on the Prairie.
Yeah, he followed up. Oh, Mary is scary.
That crap will filter through an hour north of Anoka in St. Francis, Minnesota, where I grew up. So yeah, good song though, you have to admit, right?
But at the time, that was new. You know, the style's new.
Yep, and they
people
actually
hadn't heard, you know, gay shit talk like that before.
Ouch, that stings just a little bit. So yeah. So
no, I'm a Run DMC fan, dude. I'm not hammering you and your choice, man.
True. It's just, you know, it definitely dates it. That's for sure.
It does date it. Yeah.
As actually, your song had a reference to Bo. I don't know if that came through in the very beginning. They're talking about Bo knows this and Bo knows that. They're talking about Bo Jackson,
but Bo
right?
can't rap.
Yep. But anyways, so yeah, so there you go. There's my rap tune for the night. And we've got more time. Do you want to pull something else up, Dave?
Yeah, let's try something else.
All right. So filter, what are we gonna
Oh
actually hold on a second. Do you know what bugging means?
Of course, man.
All right, so
it's like you're freaking out or
wrong. It means you're stripping. You're like a stripper would go out bugging.
And what, to take her clothes off?
Yeah.
Bugging.
Yeah.
Dude, you're high.
No.
That's crazy.
What do you mean? Hold on. Wait.
Dude, no, you don't really.
Yeah, no,
do you really think it means taking your clothes off?
All right. So you're making me feel a little self-conscious
here. Come on, dude. Is that really what you think?
All right. Hold on a sec. I'm trying to think if I learned this from Scott Sealing. So you've got me in a moment of introspection here. I'm trying to think of where I may have. See, there's a lot of things in my life that I think I know, and I don't think I'm unique in this trait, but I think I know that. All right, no, it was from a guy named, literally, we called him Faley. He's a guy I worked with about 10 years ago at the telecom company, and his name was Watana Faley, and he was by far the hippest shit in the whole company. You know, and you're talking like
That's
a company.
Quite a name, Watana Faley.
Oh, yeah, he was a badass. Yeah. I mean, literally, teardrops up tattooed on the side of his face and crosses on his forearms. And he was a bit of a badass. He was our shear operator in the metal plant. And so I don't, you know, and we kind of got to be buds a little bit because everybody else in the entire company was too square for this guy to even consider talking to. And I was at least just a little bit normal and a little bit young like him. So we kind of clicked a little bit, but I used to think that meant like I'm freaking out. Or no, I used to think it was I'm leaving. Like I'm bugging up out of here. I'm getting up out of here. I'm going.
All right. Well, that's a little better than stripping.
Yeah. And actually, yeah. Now that you think of it, Mary, Mary, why you bugging? Mary, Mary, where are you going to? I think it's obvious why I thought that because right. I got it from I learned that term from this song.
Yeah, but it's not Mary, Mary, why are you taking your clothes off?
So here's where I'm going with this.
All right, yep.
So I'm working at the sheet metal plant and I Faley comes up to me and he's like, yeah, hey man, I'm gonna get out of here. Can you come on my machine for a little while? I'm gonna go. He's telling me you're gonna leave, and I'm like, oh yeah, so you're bugging up out of here? And he goes, what the fuck did you say? And I said, you're bugging out of here, right? And he goes, that means to take my clothes off, man. And I looked at him, I'm like, I didn't know. Wait, what? And then literally, that was the last time that Watana Faley ever talked to me. He shoved me so fast back into the other crackers in that plant that Watana Faley never talked to me again. So that's where I get my definition of this. And you know what I'm going to do?
So do you know
where do you get your definition?
Well, just from life, but I looked it up. I looked it up on the Urban Dictionary. I think you had it right before, you know, Mr.
Watana Faley.
Watana. Until Watana with Taylor or whatever. With Faley. Watana with Faley. I got to have some more whiskey. Before Watana screwed with your head, man, he's fucking with you. Or the guy was just fucking retarded.
Dude, he was 10 times the street cred you and I have put together. I mean, I don't
okay,
get
well,
it.
Well, maybe he just fell short in a few areas.
Okay.
You know? Okay, so I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, and this is what it says for bugging. Tripping out, freaking out, going postal, playful or foolish behavior, usually accompanied by a stream of conscious jokes and random quotes.
Okay, which would be freaking the whole boy. Okay, then.
Kicking out, freaking out. To be paranoid or to freak someone out.
I think that's the cracker term, bugging.
Leaving the premise. bugging out.
Okay, yeah. So therefore, the you know, the teenage freestyling, you know, GT BMX bike Tony was correct.
Or slang for crazy.
All right, so here we go. Hey, Watana Faley, fuck you, my man.
Watana, you're bugging.
All right, so hey, we're coming.
Todd, it doesn't mean you're taking your clothes off. You're crazy.
What I'm thinking here is, let's cut this one short. We'll make it a normal 35 podcast. We'll throw some bonus material out in a couple days. So if guys, if you tune back in a couple of days, you'll catch Dave and I's second and third picks of the nights, or third and fourth picks. That sound reasonable?
That sounds good to me.
All right, so but before we go, one more thing. Do you know what a chode is, Dave?
I do not know what a chode is.
See, I feel the need to prove that I'm more street savvy than you, so why don't you quick Urban Dictionary chode and give us a reading. This will fill in where Brett didn't this week.
Oh, shit. A penis wider than it is long.
Thank you very much. So with that, Brett, the rest of the neighborhood is out all getting their chodes working on. Oh, boy, I just blew that line. So anyways, folks, if you have anything you want to say to us, complaints, if you want to send a picture of your chode, just email it to musictoswearby@gmail.com. Until then, tune back in a couple days. We'll throw out some bonus songs. All right, so until then, pardon the profanity.
Put away your chode.
Yeah!
You're so nasty. I wouldn't fuck you with B. Arthur's dick.